Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in our community, and would like to ask you a few questions to get to know your opinions. So let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
No? All right. So that would be a no. Okay, so thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and the Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
Definitely likely.
All right, so definitely going to vote. So with which political party are you registered?
Currently, the Republican Party.
All right. What is your main racial background?
White.
What is your age?
45.
45, all right. So, generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
The right direction.
All right. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say they should focus most on affordable housing, growth and urban development, flooding sea level rise and environmental resiliency, corruption in city government, crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion, property insurance costs, or inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries?
Probably, do I have to pick one?
Yes, just one.
I don't know, property insurance.
Property insurance costs, all right. I can read them again if you would like. Oh, do you want to stick with property insurance?
No, that's fine.
All right.
Yeah.
So property insurance costs. So now I'm going to give you like a short list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. So if you could please indicate if you have a favorable opinion or an unfavorable opinion towards them. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can also indicate that as well. So the first one is Keon Hardeman.
I've never heard of him.
All right. No worries. What about Joe Carollo?
No opinion.
All right. What about Daniela Levine Cava?
No opinion.
All right. What about Christine King?
No opinion.
What about Damian Pardo?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. All right. What about Manolo Reyes?
No opinion.
Eileen Higgins?
No opinion.
Miguel Gabella?
No opinion.
Raquel Regalado?
No opinion.
And what about Francis Suarez?
Favorable.
All right. Would that be like somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
All right. So, if the general election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
All right. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump?
Definitely.
So, when voters go to the polls to vote for a candidate, like for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. So, now I'm going to ask you a few questions about like a few ballot measures that may be in your ballot this November. So, after hearing each, if you could please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise, allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state-licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories, applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective date. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this constitutional amendment?
I would vote yes in
yes.
favor.
All right. Would you? Are you saying that you would definitely vote like yes, or probably vote yes?
Yes, definitely.
Definitely. All right. So the second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
Probably yes, but I need to know more about it.
All right.
Most likely yes.
All right. So, and would you say you're definitely voting yes or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably.
All right, and there are also maybe a City of Miami questions on the ballot this year, and one of those proposals is known as the Watson Harbor, and the ballot question reads, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at the 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive biting or bidding, and require at no cost to City. Previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, increased revenue to City, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes, I'd vote yes.
All right. Would you say you're definitely voting yes or probably voting yes in favor?
I would definitely vote yes.
And now I'm going to give you some kind of like short specific components of the Watson Harbor proposal. And if you could please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. So creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Yes.
All right. So would you like strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums.
Yes.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Allowing office space to be included.
Yes.
So would that be like somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
And reducing the overall amount of development.
I'm not sure.
All right, no worries. So now I'm going to give you kind of like a short but more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. So this proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the City of Miami Mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal would allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants, and allow approved timeshares residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the City of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access to Biscayne Bay. This proposal would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built, and fewer hotel rooms built than voters have previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars would be used. So knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes, I'd probably vote yes. Probably.
All right. So that probably
most
yes.
Likely.
All right. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like the most about what you just heard?
The last thing that you said?
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? And you said this what thing?
I don't understand.
Do you want me to repeat the question again?
Yeah.
All right. So regardless of kind of your position or your stance politically, what is one thing you like most about what you just heard? So that can be like from this, what you like the most about this whole survey or what you like most about specifically the like Watson Harbor proposal. So what do you think you like most about what you just heard?
I don't know. But more development probably is good. More homes and stuff. More housing, maybe.
All right. Development. All right. Perfect. Thank you for that answer. So, what is one thing you dislike most of all you just heard?
I don't think anything really.
Would you like me to read the short paragraph again about the harbor proposal?
No, I mean, it all sounds fine. I don't have an opinion on it, I guess.
Oh, all right. So you would say that you don't really like dislike anything about it, since like you have no opinion on this?
Yep.
All right. All right. I don't have an opinion on this topic. All right. Perfect. Again, thank you for that answer. So the next one is, would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Washington Harbor proposal, or would it make no difference?
More likely.
All right. So would that be like much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
So there's another proposal that could appear in your November ballot, and this proposal is also on the Watson Island and deals with Jungle Island. As you may know, Jungle Island, or formerly known as Parrot Jungle, is an eco-adventure park, and this proposal would authorize the construction of 2 residential towers and return the adventure park back to the city as a new public park for city residents. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I would vote yes in favor.
All right, so I'd be like, definitely vote yes in favor, probably vote yes in favor, or you're leaning slightly towards the yes in favor?
Definitely vote yes in favor.
All right, and lastly, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about the 2 potential proposals on Watson Island, Watson Harbor and Jungle Island? Would you say, I oppose both of these proposals on Watson Island, or I support the Jungle Island proposal but not the Watson Harbor proposal, or vice versa, I support the Watson Harbor proposal but not the Jungle Island proposal, or you support both of these proposals on Watson Island?
I would support both of them.
Support both? All right. So now I'm going to ask you just a few short last questions about, and these are just purely demographic. So regardless of how you may feel today, for whom do you vote for in the 2020 presidential election?
Which presidential candidate?
Yes. Like Donald Trump, Joe Biden, someone
Donald
else?
Trump.
Donald Trump. All right. Do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
About right.
All right. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I would be centrist, really. Not. I don't know if that's an option, though. Independent, more so.
Independent? All right, no worries. So what is the last grade of formal education you completed?
Degree. College
degree. All right. So would that be like a bachelor's or an associate's?
Bachelor.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
No worries. You too. Bye.
All right. Goodbye.